Hello, I'm Ann Quaserano, and today I'm at Diadamo Personalized Nutrition in Wilton, Connecticut. Today we have Dr. Peter Diadamo with us, and he's going to be speaking to us a little bit about Intrinza, which is a wonderful product and one of my favorites. Dr. Diadamo, can you tell us a little bit about Intrinza and what it's used for?
Well, hi, Ann. Intrinza is really one of my favorite products as well. It has a very unique history that most people who were clinic patients of mine could remember that I would often use sources of foods to get the same effect that now we can get with the product. So a little bit about what's in it and why it's there and what it does. Intrinza is a combination of basically a couple of what are called fatty acids, and they're typically the fatty acids that are known as the 4-carbon fatty acids or the short-chain fatty acids. Most of the foods that we eat or most of the oils that we eat are basically what are known as monounsaturated or polyunsaturated, and they're actually very long chains of carbon molecules. The oils that are in Intrinza are very short-chain molecules, and they have different effects. They're not normally burnt for energy all that much. These are so-called short-chain fatty acids typically function inside of our digestive tract to sort of nourish the lining of our small intestine, intestinal tract, lower intestine, colon. And so the Intrinza product is normally designed to be able to encourage a kind of a beneficial balance inside the lower GI tract where a person might be suffering from signs of indigestion or bloating or constipation or things like that. These short-chain fatty acids, and the two big ones in Intrinza are butyric acid and caprylic acid, are both fats that are found in the diet, but they're typically not found in great amounts. And these particular fatty acids actually nourish the lining of the intestinal cell. The cells in our intestines actually use these little fatty acid molecules for energy. So they do a better job of things if they have more of these fatty acids in the diet. In a perfectly balanced intestinal tract, we would make a lot of these fatty acids from the fiber in our diet. So when we eat things like psyllium or we have lots of cellulose in our diet from our vegetables, the bacteria in our digestive tract actually break down these fiber molecules and ferment them and convert them into this short-chain fatty acid. So it's a very nice relationship. We encourage the bacteria with things like probiotics and even our very blood type, and a proper balance of bacteria takes the fiber in our diet and converts it into short-chain fatty acids, which makes the intestinal tract healthy, which makes things nice for the bacteria. So it's like an ecosystem. But this can get disrupted in situations like stress or poor diet, chronic illness, digestive disorders. Typically, the digestive tract doesn't manufacture enough of these short-chain fatty acids on its own. And so the product Intrinza becomes very helpful because what it does is it acts as a sort of a point of sort of priming the pump and putting in these fatty acids. Then next thing encourages the proper bacteria, which basically with the proper diet starts getting the ecosystem to rebalance itself. So it's a wonderful product because it's very critical in many people to getting their digestive tract better.
Great. I have one more question. Our customer service department often receives calls asking if the product is bad because it has, to be honest, a little bit of an unusual smell. Can you tell me if that's okay?
Oh, the product wouldn't be effective if it didn't have the smell because the smell comes from the butyric acid that's in the product. Butyric acid is one of the common fats that you would find, for instance, in clarified butter like ghee. It's responsible for the smell of Parmesan cheese. And very, very high amounts is responsible for the smell in your kids' gym sneakers. So the reality is that it's a particularly interesting odoriferous substance. The amount that's in the supplement is certainly not anything that would make a person, I think, recoil. But you can't have butyric acid without that very characteristic smell. And it's interesting because our noses are very aligned to things, I think, from an evolutionary standpoint. We sense things that are part of our makeup. And so the fact that we're so sensitive to this, we can smell butyric acid in almost atomic amounts. So the actual presence of the actual aroma is actually a sign that the product is actually very viable.
Great, Dr. Diadamo. Thank you so much.